Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to another episode. We have so much to update you with. There's the story. Remember the story?
Yes, goodness me.
There are listeners' letters, and we're not doing bibliomancy this time. After 90-odd episodes, we're shaking it up, and we're going to do tarot. I know. And on top of all that, it's Bernard's birthday!
Well, tomorrow is my birthday.
No. The episode goes out tomorrow, so we have to pretend it's your birthday now.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
The smoke and mirrors of showbiz.
Exactly, yes. Did you get any nice presents, Bernard?
I don't know. You haven't given them to me yet.
Bernard, just pretend.
Right. I got lots of lovely presents.
Good.
Such splendid birthday presents I saw when I opened them this morning.
All right, that's enough.
There was the Mr. Frosty machine.
No.
And Kirby's Dream Land for Game Boy. And a set of Banana Man pajamas. How was that? Was that convincing?
Well, only if you were about 8 years old.
Oh, gosh, that is what I got for my 8th birthday. Oh, no. Hang on, I'll think of some more adult presents.
Suggest a cappuccino milk frother.
Oh, that's a good idea. I also got a cappuccino milk frother.
Very nice.
And some snazzy cufflinks in the shape of a Ford Anglia.
Ooh.
And some excellent mortgage advice.
All right, that's enough.
And I especially appreciated the card that you gave me, Magenta, that depicted a watercolour of an old-fashioned boatyard.
Yes, you're very welcome, my dear. So that's happy birthday to Bernard, and now let's do a recap of the story.
Although it's not the picture on the card that matters, really, is it's the message inside.
What? It's the message matters.
And what you wrote in my card this year was so very lovely.
Oh, yes? Good. I'm glad you liked it.
I spend so much time and thought choosing the right words when it's your birthday, or on Valentine's, of course, or in your Christmas card, to receive the same in return, well... That's all I ever wanted, really.
Is it?
The tender care of a heartfelt message. The brave display of emotional vulnerability.
Bernard, is this a hint? Do you want me to write some sappy, lovey-dovey message in your bloody birthday card?
But you already did write it, Magenta, because today is my birthday.
All right, this is getting weird. Stop it, Bernard.
Wow, sorry. Really lost myself in the moment there. I really got into character.
Yeah, well.
The character of a man who has just received the most meaningful birthday card of his life.
Oh, you little sod, you're manipulating me.
No, not at all. Shall I recap the story so far, my precious fluffy gift?
I have to think of something to write in your bloody card now, aren't I? Yes, recap the story, go on, bastard.
So, the last time we mentioned the story, several episodes ago, before the big Valentine special...
Oh, yes, by the way, we told everyone the Valentine special was still available on Twitch, and it isn't. It's disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Yes.
Very mysterious. Sorry about that.
But do let us know if you would like another Twitch episode at some point.
Mm.
Anyway, the last time we did any storytelling, we were going through Magenta's family grimoire, written by a lady called Maybelline.
Maybelline, yes, that's it, yes.
And one of the entries contained the following excellent advice about how to deal with spirits.
Step one, find out what the spirit wants. Step two, give it to them.
Yes. So, we were about to head back to Stephen's house. Stephen is my old bandmate from the band Foucault's Pendulum.
Dreadful man.
Yes. To find out what the spirit who had possessed him wanted.
Et voila, I shall resume the tale as told in my diary. Dear diary, this morning, after my 10 o'clock with Gail... Actually, should I explain who Gail is? Gail's one of my regular clients. Oh, that's the trouble with diaries. It's all shorthand, isn't it? It refers to things the audience won't understand. Shall I explain more?
I think probably a bit of scene setting.
Gail comes to me for a weekly energy unblocking. So most people don't need a weekly service, but Gail's internal state is like the LA freeway. Lots of honking and fumes and very little movement. Now, energy unblocking involves rubbing a large crystal over the body. Although, as it's a pandemic, I've attached the crystal, and it's one of those big ones, those geode things.
Oh, yes.
Do you know the type?
Yes, massive.
Yes. I've attached it to a broom handle. So I stand at one end of the room with my head out of the window, and Gail stands at the other end with a medical-grade balaclava on, but otherwise fully naked and covered in Vaseline.
Gosh.
She applies her own Vaseline. I'm not doing that. The reason for the nudity in the Vaseline is I need a frictionless surface. You see, the crystal is so bloody heavy and the broom handle so long, I really struggle with it. But I found, through trial and error, it's much easier if the client's standing upright, nude and slippery. And if I haul the geode to her shoulders and then allow gravity to drag it down the body, it's a lot easier on my arms.
Gosh. Well, those geode things, they are big, aren't they? Very spiky.
Yes.
Rough. Isn't the treatment rather abrasive?
Oh, we use a lot of Vaseline. But even so, there is an unavoidable degree of exfoliation, yes. I should charge extra for that.
You should.
Actually, I remember now, that week, Gail couldn't afford an energy cleanse. She just wanted me to empty her dog's glands. That's a side hustle of mine. I cost less than the vet.
Yes.
Back to the diary. Right. After my 10 o'clock with Gail, we were preparing to make the trip back to Stephen's house to ask the spirit what it wanted, when the doorbell rang with an ominous bing-bong. Thinking it was a Conservative Party canvasser, and knowing that a good old argument that I was guaranteed to win would start the day off nicely, I opened the door with gusto, only to find the green-tinged face of Stephen standing before me.
And his body, of course.
Well, yes, of course.
It wasn't a disembodied face.
Well, no, I did say standing. Face can't stand.
Yes, but just in case the listeners thought he was sort of astrally projecting or similar.
No, it was all of him in the flesh. But he had taken on a greenish hue, you see, indicative of the spirit who still lurked within. Stephen! I gasped. Actually, I should do that more gaspy, shouldn't I?
Oh, maybe, yes.
Stephen! I gasped. My arguments for saving the NHS and not taking oligarch money dying on my lips. What are you doing here? It isn't... Oh, do you want to be Stephen?
Oh, do I have to? All right.
Well, don't tell me you don't enjoy it.
Well, it's just... Oh, it's just Stephen. It's such a pain.
Yes, but you know him very well. You spent a lot of time with him.
All right,
Bernard,
yeah.
So you know what he's like.
Okay.
It isn't Stephen.
And it's not actually Stephen anyway, is it, that you're playing?
No, that's a good point. It's the spirit, isn't
it? Yes, although it does sound like Stephen.
All right.
Said the spirit in Stephen's voice, but maybe a little ghostlier, like someone had applied some sort of effect to it in post-production. Can you do that, Bernard?
Oh, I'm sure I can manage that, yes.
Right.
It isn't Stephen.
They repeated so that the effect could be applied. All right. Yes, I am aware you're not Stephen. You are the spirit who escaped from my bowl, aren't you? What name do you go by? What do you want? I said. Possessed Stephen answered in his ghostly voice.
I shall answer the second question first.
Which one was that? I replied.
Which name do you go by?
Magenta.
No, I meant me. The name I go by is Maybelline, that's who.
Oh, God, it's not very dramatic in his voice, is it?
No, it isn't.
I mean, I put an exclamation mark is the name I go by is Maybelline after, you know.
I mean, I could...
To indicate a bit of enthusiasm.
I could try it again with a bit of added drama.
Although, actually, could you just boost the effects?
Oh,
let's
I'm sure
do it again, and this time...
Go nuts with the effects.
Absolutely Bananarama with the after effects.
Okay.
The name I go by is Maybelline. That's who.
Dun, dun, dun! Dramatic, isn't it? We'll stop there.
Wait, should we?
Well, we don't want to race to the end of the story, Bernard. Suspense is all about pace.
I mean, yes, it is.
So on to the letters!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record. For life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond. and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So we're doing something a bit special today. We're going to do tarot instead of bibliomancy. I just got sick of the bibliomancy, Bernard.
I mean, we've done it, what, sort of 90 times?
I know. Do you think everyone else is sick of it? Probably.
They're being very polite if they aren't.
I'm sure we've lost absolutely loads of people, so let's bring them back in with tarot, but my own special patented tarot.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I mix up the tarot cards, which are Trad Rider-Waite tarot.
Right.
I mix them up with cat cards, or just any cards that I find lying around, and today it's been cat cards.
So these are the cards that come with a game called The Cat Game.
Yes, we're not advertising it or anything, we just got it for Christmas, and basically it's Pictionary, but instead of drawing people doing things, you draw cats, and the suggestions for the things that you draw are on the cards. It's very complicated, but don't worry, you're in safe professional hands.
All right, yes, very interesting, very exciting. So there's categories on the cat cards, aren't there?
Yes, yes, although we'll do all of them. There's three categories on each cat card. I'll just read all of them in answer to the question.
All right.
We get a cat card, we might get a tarot card, because this is the way we're going to do it. I'm going to throw the cards onto the floor, and then you're going to pick one.
All right, let's do it.
Without looking.
Eyes closed, right. Yes. Interesting. So the question is from Erica, and for this letter, we thought, who else shares a birthday with me? So I looked it up, and Michael Caine.
Convenient, a man who's been imitated more than anyone else.
a very sort of enjoyable and recognisable silly voice. All right, one second, here we go.
Greetings, Madam Magenta, and happy birthday, dear Bernard. My birthday is in December, much too near Christmas, so it tends to get lost in the general fuss.
He's going a bit brummy, dear.
Would the universe recommend an official birthday in July so I can get a bit of personal attention?
And that was a little modern Cockney as well. I felt a little Dirty Les in there.
Dirty Les?
Isn't that his name? Well, you know, Vindaloo.
That's
Vindaloo.
Fat Les.
Oh, Fat Les.
Dirty Les.
He looks like he could do with a clean.
Yes.
Little bit of English culture for you people out there. Don't Google Fat Les.
Fat Les.
And Vindaloo.
No, it's not. It's not the greatest advert
it's
for the UK.
It's not vilifying. No. Okay, so pick a card, Bernard.
All right. So you
close your eyes.
You've thrown them on the floor.
Around, and I'm going to...
Ululating.
I've got one. Here we go. Is that a cat card? Or
it is. You picked a cat
is.
Card.
Good.
Right. So here we go. This is what the cat card says. In answer to Erica's letter, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Noah pull-ups.
So the film Raiders of the Lost Ark, Noah as in the biblical...
Oh, you know what? If we'd pick two, it's just that the answer is no. Noah. Yes. So I think the question was, shall I have another birthday? I mean, who are you? The Queen? And the answer is Noah.
No.
I mean, I really think no one should have birthdays after the age of 12, really. Apart from maybe every 4 years or something.
Well, yes, every 4 years would be very nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because it is a bit stressful, the regularity with which birthdays roll around. And gosh knows, it feels like it gets faster every single year. And I feel like at a certain point as well, people start saying to you, what would you like for your birthday? Which is kind of an all right question for a child. But for an adult, you're going, I don't know. And then you're expected to sort of choose your own present. And then what are we going to flick through the Argos catalogue again? It doesn't feel like it's in the spirit of the thing, really.
So maybe we should forget your birthday altogether, Bernard.
Yes,
even
I
though it
so.
Is today, obviously.
Yes.
You should forego the card that you seem absolutely intent on receiving from me.
Well, I mean, you know, we did say maybe once every 4 years. Maybe this could be one of
those. So if we started from, we had a birthday for you last year, so you've got another 3 years until your next birthday. I'm so glad you agree, my dear. It really simplifies things.
I mean, I suppose
I'll chuck
agree.
The cake out. I'd made a cake, but in the bin, in the bin it goes.
You didn't get me anything, did you, my dear?
I have, of course I have. But, you know, you've just told me, you know, you just did a huge rant about why birthdays are awful.
I suppose
I'm just responding to what you want, my dear. Do you want a birthday or not?
Well, now that it's been whipped away from me, I think I do want a birthday.
Well, there you go. There's a little bit of an insight into how we all are there, I think.
Gosh, you coaxed that out of me very expertly.
Yes, well, there we go. It's free for you. That's the benefits of marrying someone like me.
I suppose it is, yes.
This is a service that I just give you freely every day.
And that is its own present, really.
Okay, so this time I have been a bit slack about telling you all what topics it's going to be next time, and consequently we haven't really received many letters for this week. And that's another reason why we only did one letter. But anyway, so next time, next episode, we're going to do, as a topic, what did I say earlier?
Head versus heart.
Oh, that's what I said, yes. So it's head versus heart next episode.
I think that's a good one. Because that's a lot of that could be very big, very small, everything in between.
Exactly. So what it means is my heart wants this, but my head says the other thing. So basically you're saying, do I go with my heart or do I go with my head? So yes, if you've got a dilemma of that ilk, or gut, doesn't have to be heart, it can be my gut says this, but my heart says this. And my head says something else altogether.
Oh, gosh.
My knee says something else.
Yes,
you know.
Your entire body's giving you instructions.
No, it's like the Houses of Parliament where they're all going... So, yeah, that should be a fun one. And I might do tarot again.
It was rather good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it worked out quite well. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.